All right, now come on, Bill, something humorous.
Yes, please.
Right, here we go.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, no sponsor? St. Andrews no. Beach?
Well, no. St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
Netherlands? Netherlands store? Or even our friends over the road. Jim, the healthy burgers grilled.
Grilled? All right, Bill.
One for the kids, Jim. Oh, I got a couple here for you.
A couple.
Guess what I did? I just got a new job, Jim. I'm collecting leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm raking it in.
Oh, no. That's like a Christmas day job. Like, and you're really gypped if you get that one out of your hat. You know, you go, oh, it's just rubbish.
Here's one for all right, the people who live in Melbourne, Jim.
Yes.
To all the Melburnians out there.
Yes.
A Melburnian walks into the bar. Oh, no, he doesn't. That's right. He doesn't.
Oh, no. So then they put a political statement on the back of a kid's joke.
No, he
so, Bill,
that's
last
right, he
Monday was unbelievably good. This was just horrific.
Jim, I was golfing the other day, and I accidentally overturned my golf cart, which is a big no-no.
It is.
A very attractive female golfer who lived on the villa on the golf course heard the noise and come running out.
Yes.
Are you okay? I'm okay, thanks, I replied as I pulled myself out of the twisted wreck, Jim.
Yes.
Why don't you come up to my villa, rest for a while, and I'll help you get the cart out later.
Right.
Oh, I noticed that she had a nice little silky bathrobe on, Jim. Oh. It was partly open, so she revealed a nice-looking body. So I said, okay, that's mighty nice of you, so I think I'll just go up and have a drink with you. I'm not sure if my wife would like it, but anyway, we'll do this. Oh, come on. So, and she was pretty persuasive, Jim, so we went up and had a drink. After a couple of scotches, Jim, I thanked her and said, I feel a lot better now, thank you, but I know my wife is going to be really upset, so I better go now. Don't be silly, she said with a smile, letting her bathrobe just fall open a bit more, Jim. Stay for a while. She won't know anything. By the way, where is your wife? Well, I think she's still under the cart.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She's still there, Jim. No, I just got carried away.
No, that's not appropriate or in the ballpark
listen
of
funny.
And it took forever.
And a long joke.
Well, a
and
good a long one. Joke.
No, it wasn't.
Ah, told my doctor, Jim, that I'd broke my arm in two places.
Mm.
He told me to stop going to those places.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Come on, fat.
The oldest ones in the book.
Oh, no.
Well, you had a chuckle smack.
But also the delivery, like the big pause.
Yeah.
Like, how's that going to work?
Well, I was born with them. I approached a beautiful woman the other night at the bar, Jim.
Yes.
I said, do I have a magic watch? And right now, it's telling me you're not wearing any underwear.
Oh, no.
She laughs and said, well, it's not very good then because I certainly am.
Yes.
I looked again at my watch. I said, damn, it must be an hour fast.
Oh, my God. How
good is that?
How do we treat our listeners that way?
Well, I got one.
Oh, I hope you've got one more.
What do you call a deer with no eyes, Jim? Blind.
Oh, no.
Because you were going to say, no idea. So you've fallen down that route. And I've come over the top with the old blind. Sucked you in, sucked everyone in the car, sucked everyone at the dinner table, sucked them all in.
Oh, my God.
It just sprung up on me, Jim, so I haven't got a joke. So I'm just thinking of one. That
You're thinking of one.
Yeah. Dad used to tell me as a kid.
Oh no.
What's long and hard and full of semen? Jim.
A submarine?
Oh, yes, Jim.
Bill.
You dick.
You can't be telling that joke.
Well, you can't be answering it.
Oh, my God.
Jim, don't answer my joke.
Rabbits. We've got to set a higher bar than this.
That's the oldest joke in the book.
It's a thousand years old, that, Bill.
Well, that's I still remember my grandfather telling Dad.
Oh, grandfather.
Is that it?
That's all. Yeah.
That's all he's got.
That's all.
Have a look at him. That's
I've had a big week.
Oh, you've had a big week.
Mentally drained.
Yeah, that's
when are we got holidays?
Put your mask on, fat. And wander
sure people
off.
People be glad they downloaded that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. You got one, Raps?
No.
Yeah, your chubby little cheeks.
I'll tell you, Bill looks like when he puts the mask on, he looks like Bane out of Batman. Got to defend your city. You got a bald head.
Someone told me the other day I'm looking every day a lot like, who was the Prime Minister of England?
Oh, Gough Whitlam.
No, the England, the fat little bloke.
Winston Churchill.
Don't say anything. I was waiting to see
Winston
how many
Churchill,
goes it'll take.
Jim. And I had a look at Winston Churchill. And I look like him.
Finish up.